1837, Harold J. Bowden. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item was a change of zone, number 1686, Workman's Store LLC.
Do we need a plus response on this one?
It went to plus, and they asked us to give them some information, and that's...
So they could comment.
So they can comment. I don't know if it's mandatory, but it's courtesy we usually do for plus comments.
In addition, this is in Commissioner Ross's area, and I'd like to, for him to be able to weigh in on it as well.
He may want to listen. Yeah, that's true. Any other comments, or gentlemen?
Well, Mr. Chairman, concerning change of zone number 1686 for Workman's Store LLC, my motion is to leave the record open for receipt of plus comments. And perhaps, depending upon what those plus comments are, whether there's any additional information we may seek. So I'm kind of at loss. So, I started editorializing on my motion. I move that we leave the record open for receipt of the plus comments and any required responses to those comments. And that the record be left out for 10 days following the receipt of those.
10 days from the plus comments?
The
10
plus
days
comments,
from the receipt of the plus comments. Mm-hmm.
So the applicant will have opportunity to reply if the applicant wants.
And we'll stay within our 45-day period.
I think that
well,
stays.
Well, the record's left open, so we don't have the 45-day.
Clock doesn't start ticking
until 10 days after receipt.
As long as the council accepts that motion.
Correct.
45 days by law, so they don't necessarily have to accept that.
Yeah.
But they have.
Yeah, historically they have. Just because the record, I think the interpretation of that statute is...
The record's open for a purpose.
Yeah.
I'll second Mr. Johnson's motion.
We moved and seconded to defer action on change of zone number 1686, Workman's Store LLC, leaving the record open as stipulated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Gentlemen,
The record being left open in that manner would still allow for Mr. Ross to go and review the record and listen to the tape and still vote on it if he so chose.
Yes, it would. Mm-hmm. Gentlemen, that concludes our agenda for the evening. Does anyone have anything else for the good of the order?
Mr. Smith's birthday tonight.
Well, you know what?
Goodness.
I think that's true. I had heard that rumor. And I think it would be appropriate if Mr. Elder would lead us in a verse of happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Rodsville. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Ironically enough, it's my birthday today.
Get out of town.